said if I had 10,000 tongues. And he asked a question, what's your tongue doing? And I ask you, what is your tongue doing? Is it praising the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Is it saying that God, you're God, and you're my God, and you're my Lord? Hallelujah. In your life, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I tell you, his presence is so present and strong this morning. And sometimes they used to say in the church I grew up in, when they get ready to receive the offering, we're going to change. We're not changing. But I had a message. The Lord gave me a message Wednesday night. And I don't know how much if this bishop wants me to share. It'll take about 15 minutes. But we're not changing. We're just pressing in. Say that. Say, we're pressing in. And I'm impressed to remind us I'm the church, and you are the church, and this is the building. And that Jesus, who lives in my heart, is the head of the church. So it's about him living in me and me living him out into the earth. And when we get that straightened out, we won't be, well, I'm going to church today, or I'm not going to church today, or church was just good today, or church was just dragged and boring today. Jesus! Always is Jesus. Always. So when I get the right perspective and I get him where he belongs in my heart, but recognizing him and honoring him, then church will change for me. And everything about me changes. Bishop, I got something else that's coming up in my spirit. I was listening to Brother Hagin this morning and loved the way to victory, or yesterday, and he was talking about love. We love to talk about love. But he was talking about forgiveness. And this lady came to one of his meetings to get in the healing line so she could be healed. And as he taught the word, she says, oh, I can't get in that line. I got to first go ask my brother to forgive me. That done. She went home after she did that, went to the hotel, went to sleep, woke up healed. She said, I tried to find something wrong with me so I could get in the healing line. Couldn't find a thing. And when he said that, the Holy Spirit just dropped into my spirit. And I didn't know I was going to do this, Lord God. God will put you on the spot, won't he? And if you obey him, you'll get results, right?